USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At a news conference, the Trump administration announced a new round of economic sanctions against Iran in response to the regime's missile attacks on Iraqi military bases hosting U.S. and coalition forces. The sanctions were announced by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
Today's sanctions are part of our commitment to stop the Iranian regime's global terrorist activities. The President has been very clear. We will continue to apply economic sanctions until Iran stops its terrorist activities and commit that it will never have nuclear weapons.
Trump, in a statement delivered after Mnuchin and Pompeo spoke, said the sanctions will have a major impact on the Iranian economy and they will remain until the Iranian regime changes its behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
An Alaska judge ruled that an effort to recall Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy may proceed, a decision that is expected to be appealed. The decision from the bench by Superior Court Judge Eric Arsarth in Anchorage followed arguments in the case that came 2 months after the director of the State Division of Elections rejected a bid to advance the recall effort. Grounds for recall in Alaska are lack of fitness, incompetence, neglect of duties, or corruption. One of the largest suppliers of parts to Boeing's troubled 737 MAX is laying off at least 2,800 workers in the United States. The supplier, Spirit AeroSystems, said it may also have to cut more workers if production of the grounded jet does not resume soon. Boeing's 737 MAX jets in airline fleets around the world have been grounded since March following the second crash of the airplane in less than 6 months. Those two crashes killed 346 passengers and crew. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson, the spiritual guru and best-selling author, has officially ended her campaign weeks before voting begins, saying she did not want to make it tougher for a progressive to win. She also said she did not believe she would be able to gain enough support in the upcoming contest to make a difference in the race to challenge President Donald Trump. In a post on her website, Williamson said, quote, "We will not be able to garner enough votes in the election to elevate our conversation any more than it is now." Williamson has barely registered in the polls and struggled in fundraising since launching her bid for the presidency. She laid off her entire campaign staff at the end of the year, but continued to appear at campaign events in Iowa and New Hampshire. Her decision leaves 13 candidates remaining in the primary. If you're looking for a cool place to travel in the new year, you can start at our nation's capital. Washington, D.C. topped the New York Times list of the 52 places to go in 2020. The article cites several reasons D.C. beat out other parts of the world like the British Virgin Islands, Bolivia, and Greenland. For starters, there's a long list of the city's free museums. The writer also notes the growing dining scene that offers a wide range of tastes, which are full of international influences. There are also many historic theaters and concert halls. Washington, D.C. is one of only two places in the United States to be listed in the top 10. Paso Robles, California, which is known to wine lovers, ranked sixth. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.